Well, it's a nice day to get your lunch out, isn't it? And just sit down outside, enjoy the weather.
Okay. You had a whinge yesterday. So well, what's your whinge today?
Well, there's two types of lunch. There's the one that you have leftovers, which you quite often do. You just do leftovers.
Yeah, isn't it good when the kids don't eat all their dinner because you go, beauty, I can take that to work tomorrow.
I did exactly that last night.
You do. And you don't encourage your kids to eat all their meat, eat all their dinner because you know it's full.
Yeah, it's becoming a problem. So, do you kids, you don't have to finish that if you don't want to. You don't wait for them to say, I don't want it. Now listen.
And next minute, it's in a container in the fridge, and that's work.
I'll tell you what, it's going all right. But there's an Australian woman who's taken to social media. She's sharing pictures of elaborate lunches that she makes for her husband to take to work each day. When was the last time you had a lunch made for you?
Never. Actually, I tell a lie. Kirst made my lunch once, and I whinged because she put the tomato on the bread without any layer of cheese or lettuce, and so the bread became soggy. And
she's
I went
done
home.
That on purpose.
I know.
Because if you completely stuff it up the first time, you may not be asked again.
Never asked again. And because I whinged about it, she never made me lunch ever again.
Fair enough.
So there we go. Once it was.
Well, this lady puts, she gets like little bento boxes and she fills separate parts of the lunchbox container with like some with fruit, some with vegetables, little sweet treats, meat slices, olives, eggs, mini quiches.
Does she have an unmarried sister?
you'd hope so. But online, everyone just said, oh, how do you do it? You're a legend. How do you do it? She does it before she goes to bed. I would love someone to make my lunch.
Too.
And you know what?
Me too.
It would just fill my heart with joy at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Other than, I don't want to have to go buy a pie from down the road.
Yeah.
I do like
now
pies.
Now that you're a vegan. Because he's a vegan but eats meat, so our pie day Thursday's been canned.
Yeah.
So we want to know from you, do you make your partner lunch or do you do it for yourself? You know, what's the situation
what
in your joint?
What is the lunch set up on the Central Coast?
Yeah, 13:27:10.
G'day, Kim from Umina.
Hi, how are you going?
Great,
good,
thanks.
How
what do
you
reckon on lunches?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, so I do my partner's lunch every morning.
Okay, how long you been doing that for, Kimmy?
Since I met him, so 15 years.
Oh, wow.
15 years. And, are you working or is it just him or what's the story?
No, he works and I'm home with the kids.
Oh, sweet. And what time do you have to get up in the morning?
Can I just say, that is a massive job as it is and they're lucky to have you, Kim.
Yes, I do think that. I get up and I make his coffee while he's in the shower and I make his lunch around about 4:30, quarter to 5 in the morning.
Oh, do you have an unmarried sister? Just asking.
I forgot to say our married sisters, but they're all taken.
Had something else on. And what time do you have to get up to get all the stuff ready?
I used to get up around about 4:30, quarter to 5.
When
he gets in the shower, I make his coffee.
Yeah.
And I make his sandwiches and put packets of chips and stuff like that in there.
Yeah, I'm just ringing the missus now.
If everything ever happens to your husband, give us a call because Paddy and I'll compete.
Do you put little surprises like, say, a chocolate love heart in the lunch?
No, sometimes I do put like lollies or chocolates in there.
Yeah.
I know. Oh. And he'd be thinking of you while he eats that. Does he appreciate it? Does he tell you he appreciates it?
Yes, he tells me he appreciates it.
Oh, see, that's what you got to do, Rob. Kim.
Talk about the perfect setup.
We have got a $100 voucher from the Petal Sister to give you. That's at Kincumber. You can pop in and order your flowers, or you can do it online, thepetalsisters.com.au.
You should put that voucher in his lunchbox. A little hint, mate.
And when he's out on the road, he can go get him,
nice one.
All right, Kimmy, thanks for the call, eh?
No worries, thank you.
Good on you. We've got Chad from Bonnells Bay. G'day, Chad.
Hi, Chad.
Hey, guys, how you going?
All right, mate, what's for lunch today?
Oh, look, I make my own. I love that. I laugh because my wife told me about 10 years ago, I'm going to make you lunch every day. So she's bought me this nice lunch box.
Yeah.
I'll make my own lunch.
But see, you know what you get. On that that occasion, you know what you get, Chad.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Started with all the promise in the world, Chad.
Oh, look, that's right. It was a good gimmick. I thought, no, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Too good to be true, hey?
Mate, Chad, I was told there was never a game of rugby that I wouldn't be allowed to watch. Until it came up against Coronation Street.
Good on you. Thanks for calling, Chad.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. Have a great day.